I like Nazareno to be here. I like to be here in every single shot because, I mean, he's the one who wrote the story. Based on a true story, but he wrote the comic book, 10-page comic book. And I like to be here to see every shot because it's important for me that the story keep the comic book going. Also, some shot in the comic book, I wanted to be exactly the same, so, you know, people can relate to it. And all the other scenes we had, like, you know, the one with the priest, like the one with the German going over the place and getting people to work on the Linea Gotica, inside Linea Gotica, which we shoot this week as well. All that stuff is all hard, so the stuff I can just, you know, take care of myself. For the rest, the stuff strictly related to the comic book, I really like him to be present. I mean, it's me and him, this story. My film, his story. So it's going to have to be a two-person job.
Strict collaboration between the cartoon drawer and the filmmaker.
Oh, yeah. Everything is in the comic book is in the film.
Right.
In the film, there is more, obviously, because in the film, you can get into details. You can tell other stories. They go side by side by the comic book. But it's strictly the... related. Have to be work quite close.
So this afternoon here we are. We're standing outside Loppia, the church in Loppia. It's
a beautiful church, Loppia, which is the
one of the finest churches in the area.
In my opinion as well. Yes.
What are we about to see today? What's happening?
In this scene, the German will come to the church, looking for basically food and things to steal because it's like the last year of the war. So what they're looking for now to grab something to bring back home and also to get people to make still work on the Linea Gotica. So they just arrive at this church, they get in, and that's the first encounter they go with Natalino, which is the protagonist of the story, which they don't see him inside because he managed to run away because the priest protected him and told him to go. And Natalino was an orphan, so that's why he's here in the church with him all the time. And basically, Natalino he ran away and escaped. For the priest, it's not such a happy ending. I don't want to say more about it. Because, but anyway, that's pretty much the story. The German arrive and they make a mess like they usually were doing it.
It's 40 degrees. Practically in the sun here. There's three men wearing German uniforms. They must be having a hard time out here in the sun.
Oh yeah, they are. Well, it's not the first time it happened. Sometimes it's been even hotter than now.
Yeah.
Hard to believe, but sometimes we are actually in the shadow, and later on we will be inside the church, which is going to be a lot cooler. But sometimes we have to shoot during the day under the sunshine, and that was hard. I really felt sorry for them because of the very heavy, this German uniform, very heavy.
Plus yesterday you had the added input of tiger mosquitoes that were giving...
We had a massive
coming
attack.
Down in clouds, apparently.
We had a massive attack from this tiger mosquito. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Tiger mosquito are those mosquitoes that can bite you during the daytime,
not at night time.
So Nazareno, he was with shorts and we were in this field. And we saw his leg basically covering this mosquito. And later on we saw the effect. It looked like he had measles. That was bad. That was really bad. I'm quite looking that way because I don't get really bitten a lot. But some people really get messed up by it. The photographer of the set, she was quite badly bit as well.
So we're towards the end of the story of filming Natalino Adesso. This has now been going on how many months?
Well, it's around 6 months.
Six months.
January, more or less.
You and I, we did an interview 6 months ago
in Barga
when it was cold.
We had the North Face jacket and everything.
Exactly,
it was
really
cold.
And that was at the start, so we're now almost at the finish.
Yes.
This is one of the last scenes to record, to film.
This is not the last scene, but it's one of the last scenes, yes. We have a couple of more things to shoot, and unfortunately, what we shot last week, for a technical problem we can't use it because the tape didn't work. So basically my operator did film the scene, but when I went to transfer it, it just was nothing on it. Hmm. So imagine how upset I was, because it was a good scene. It was the scene when Nazareno was in, the scene he gets shot in the head, so we had blood again, because shooting, we had to get permission for shooting in Sagrizano Alto. That was, you know, quite upsetting, find out it didn't work, so we had to reshoot it again. Step back, always.